Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first, it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, and you can download the Wait Wait podcast to your computer or MP3 player. Hi there, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Leslie Canarium from Fayetteville, Arkansas.
How are you, Leslie?
I'm doing great.
Well, Leslie, it's very nice to have you with us. You're going to play Who's Carl? Carl Castle will read three quotes from this week's news. If you correctly identify or explain two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your answering machine. For your first quote, the President of the United States.
He's a Scotsman. He's not the dour Scotsman that you described him, or the awkward Scotsman. He is actually the humorous Scotsman.
That's Mr. Bush answering a reporter's question about whether he and a visitor to Camp David this week got along. Who was this hilarious, not awkward Scotsman?
That would be the new Prime Minister of England, Gordon Brown.
That would be right. Gordon Brown visited the U.S. and held his first talks with the president this week, whereas former Prime Minister Tony Blair was frequently criticized for being too subservient to Mr. Bush. Gordon Brown showed right off that things were going to be different, refusing to get more hot rocks during the annual British Prime Minister Gives President Bush a Hot Rock Massage part of the summit. You know, the other kind of twist of the story was that the president gave Mr. Brown this fur-trimmed bomber jacket with Gordon Brown's name and title on it, and in a sort of fruitcake from your crazy Aunt Zelda way, Brown accidentally left it on the plane.
Did he really?
Yeah.
A humorous Scotsman.
Who knew?
Maybe Bush thought he was kidding. You know, like, we'd be pulling out of Iraq. Come on. Have another drink, Brownie.
All right, here's your next quote.
My estimate at the time, and it was wrong, it turned out to be incorrect, was that they had had significant success. We'd rounded up Saddam Hussein.
That, from CNN's Larry King Live, is about as close as we'll ever get to hearing a certain man admit that, yes, he was wrong when he said Iraq's insurgency was, quote, in its last throes. Who?
That would be the Vice President of the United States, Dick Cheney.
That would be Dick Cheney. Hell did get a little chilly Tuesday night when the Vice President acknowledged he was wrong about something. Thankfully, the flames regained their strength shortly thereafter when he went on to say that given the chance to do it again, the administration would still send troops to Iraq. The vice president this week also revealed what he did a couple of Saturdays ago back when the president was under medical sedation and he was acting president. Quote, I basically wrote a letter to my grandkids. Sadly, the kids did not have security clearance to read the letter. All right, Leslie, very good. Here is your last quote.
Only in Washington would a fashion reporter get tips watching C-SPAN 2. But the Post piece managed to make a media mountain out of a half-inch valley.
That's Boston Globe columnist Ellen Goodman, not happy with all the hullabaloo over someone who showed a half-inch of senatorial cleavage. Who?
This is the issue of the Democratic primary. That would be Hillary Clinton's low-cut blouse.
That would be exactly right. Last week, the Washington Post's Robin Givhan noticed on C-SPAN 2, After Dark, that Senator Clinton was wearing a rose-colored jacket over a black top with a slightly plunging V-neck. Pretty sexy stuff. Not Chuck Schumer setting his chest hair free so you can see that gold medallion sexy. But anyway, things kind of broke down along two lines. There were the Hillary supporters who thought it was trivial, and then there was Bill Clinton who was just happy to see her cleavage for the first time in like 20 years. Carl, how did Leslie do?
Leslie had three correct answers, and so, Leslie, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Oh, that's good.